SSRN News, I'm Jason Weikert. Donald Trump's defense team slated to begin questioning witnesses Monday. That in his civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization.
Lawyers for the state attorney general who filed the lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of grossly inflating his wealth to secure loans and insurance rested their case last week. Trump's lawyer Alina Haba on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures says her client did nothing wrong, and they'll ask for a mistrial, but the judge hasn't ruled in their favor in the past.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On the witness stand last week, Trump testified he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House says President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will discuss a wide range of both regional and global issues when they meet Wednesday. Two leaders will be in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Senior U.S. APEC official Matt Murray was asked if he thinks this relationship between Washington and Beijing may be warming up when it comes to the economy.
I don't want to speculate on where we're headed. But again, I think what's really important in my view is that we are having this really large APEC gathering, which will provide a lot of different opportunities to engage with some of our most important economic partners. Of course, China is one of those partners.
Still, the two will have no shortage of difficult issues to discuss when they meet in the first conversation in a year between the leaders of the world's biggest economies. Expectations for any major breakthroughs, though, remain very low. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that Americans are weighing in on the theory of evolution.
A Suffolk University USA Today poll reveals that 37% of adults do not believe that human beings evolved from anything, stating that they were created by God in their present form. 24% think we did evolve from animals, but that God directed the process. And another 29% say, quote, humans evolved into their present form without divine intervention. Most likely to support creationism are Southerners, women, and Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom calling for reform in Sri Lanka. Commission says the government must amend or repeal current discriminatory policies and legislation to allow for greater religious freedom for Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Sri Lanka. This is SRN News. Well, government agencies and nonprofits have been working to reduce the number of homeless veterans in America. They're reporting some success. Shannon Gerber, the executive director of Home Depot Foundation, says they believe in the complete program that's offered by the Veterans Empowerment Organization.
They do incredible work to help them with all the wraparound services that are needed. Because it's housing is very important, but without the wraparound services, it's not enough for veterans to fully be back into the workforce and into civilian life.
And many say they're proud of the success stories.
There was a gentleman that had an IT background and came here and went through our program and left and got a job at Apple. So came off the street with $0 and got a $120,000 job at Apple.
And that is Tony Kimbrough. More details at SRNNews.com.